Do you make any other kind where you put any kind of vegetables or meat or anything in it?
In the cornbread, we made crackling cornbread, my grandmother and mother. I make the Mexican cornbread sometimes.
What do you put in there?
Hot peppers and maybe bell peppers.
And onions.
That's basically it.
That sounds good. How about fried, any kind of?
A fried cornbread, yeah. I don't make it as often as I used to, but I used to make it. Mother made it quite a bit.
How would you do that?
You just put your whatever you're gonna the your fat. What I use corn oil and just make your batter and just drop it in, and you
Like,
just kind of flatten it out a little bit.
does it make
Just a little thin.
thin?
Yeah, fairly thin, about a half an inch or less.
Okay. How about those round kind of
Hush puppies.
Do you make those? Is that kind of a local thing that a lot of people
Yeah, I think a lot
cook
of
at
people
home?
make those.
Okay. You ever eat anything made out of cornmeal that's kind of mushy, like pudding or something?
Cornmeal. Pudding. No, I don't think I have.
How about for breakfast, like made up for ground up like grits? Do you
Oh
eat those?
yes, grits. And then your cereals.
Do you ever hear people call the grits anything different?
Not that I can remember. There's a hominy grit, grits my husband used to eat when he was growing up. No, I don't think that I've heard
Is
it.
that a different?
It's larger. It's a different type. Might be even a different grain, I'm not sure.
Okay. Is it like those, they just call it hominy, I think, up in the mouth.
Yeah,
It's like,
that's what it is, really. It's a
the
puffier,
whole
yeah.
kernel of corn or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, how about on the corn? Did you ever grow corn in your
Yeah,
garden or
Daddy did.
something? Do you know what he would call that thing that hangs off the top of the stalk? It's like you have a big corn
I know what
stalk
you're
and then
talking
it would
about.
hang up there on
Tassel,
top.
tassel.
Yeah. How about around the ears of corn that you have to take off
The
before
husk.
you cook it? And inside there you got a stringy like
Silks.
Is there any particular kind of corn that you would go to eat as opposed to what you might have to feed the animals or?
Yes, he had what he called a field corn. It that he's dried for the animals, and then he grew Silver Queen, and there was another kind he liked for eating. I can't remember the name of that. Was a sweet corn. I don't remember the name.
Okay.